podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Hey gang, hope you're good and enjoying the off-season, and in particular all the content that we're firing your way thick and fast. You gotta love them apples, right? And today is no exception. We've got a bonus podcast for you, and it is a goodie. How about some one-on-one time with Mike Norvell, Coach Norvell, the head coach of FSU, one of the brightest talents in the game, led his team to a brilliant season last time out, and of course, as we've only mentioned about 64,000 times on the show in recent weeks, bringing his team across the pond to Dublin, August 24th against Georgia Tech. Tickets on general sale now. Go hit the link in the show notes. And we wanted to spend some time finding out what's that going to be like for him. How does he feel about it? How does he get the team ready for that? Plus, we're going to get into life in the big chair in Tallahassee, one of the most high-profile gigs in the game. What's that like? Is he ever going to come to the NFL? We'll ask him that too. And I say a one-on-one chat. Of course, I brought Ben along for the ride. He is our resident college expert. Of course, I don't think he would have spoken to me if I hadn't. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our bonus pod with the fantastic Coach Norvell. Coach, great to see you. You're over in Dublin, of course, ahead of the big game, August 24th. Get your tickets, gang, there on general sale right now. Hit the link in the show notes. That's how you find them. So in Dublin, first things first, we want to say a big thank you to you and everybody at FSU for the hospitality that we were shown back in November for the Miami game. We had a terrific trip, a terrific time. And I hope the guys in Dublin are reciprocating and looking after you.
No, it's been incredible, and you picked a heck of a game to come to. I mean, there's not many better rivalry games than that to be a part of, and you know, we definitely loved having you over. But you know, it's been incredible stuff since we've got here to Dublin. The hospitality, you know, the excitement for this game that's ahead, to be able to kick off the 24 college football season, you know, here in Dublin is going to really be special, and it's been wonderful getting over and just seeing some of the sights.
I guess the trip is important for you operationally to get the lie of the land, to see how it's all going to work. But also, I guess one of the most important parts of the agenda is finding the perfect pint of Guinness. I mean, where does that rank in terms of you and the operational focus?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, it's got to be got that, I mean, I don't know. You got to be pretty high up on that list right there.
That's got to be top three. But no, that's the key, isn't it? It's getting your head around it all, isn't it? It's understanding, because it's a big old operation. It's a big to bring the organization over. There are so many moving parts. Just talk us through the different things that you, as head coach, responsible for it all, you've got to consider.
No, absolutely. And, you know, you think you're moving an entire operation, you know, we'll be here for, you know, for a few days. And when it goes to the travel, you know, all the logistics, I mean, we're going to have, you know, over 100 players that will be here, you know, your coaches, staff, you know, all the different departments, everybody that goes into to us being able to execute and put ourselves in the best position to go, you know, win a game, you know, they'll all be here. And so just you know, making sure that you know, logistically we're as efficient as we can be. You know, make sure we're maximizing the resources, and you know, just excited to see, you know, the facilities that are here, but also just you know, being able to kind of paint the picture of how we'll be able to operate, and you'll get these guys ready to go play their best.
Just thinking, Coach, of everything you've achieved in your career so far as a player and as a coach, where will this rank playing a game in Dublin, the legendary Aviva Stadium, the season opener, college game day in the house as well. But speaking of power rankings, where's that going to be in terms of your career achievements so far?
I mean, this will be a one-of-a-kind experience, and you know, I can't even put really words behind it. You know, I was able to go by Aviva Stadium yesterday and just you look around, and I mean, my goodness, when you walk into the stadium, just you know, the atmosphere, the feel. I mean, it is I can only imagine what it's going to sound like with a war chant, you know, and everybody in the stadium doing the war chant. Is going to be it's going to be remarkable, and
send chills down our spine. I'm thinking of power rankings. Ben, with you, I'm reckoning you are number one is the birth of your child. Notre Dame Navy in Dublin, number two, and then your wedding day three, right? Is that, am I right in terms of where you're at?
I mean, the release of the new book may take in third spot.
Your new book over the wedding.
Yeah, okay. As long as my wife's not listening. Okay. It's all the trips to Dublin, Coach, that we've taken have been incredibly memorable. And obviously it'll be incredibly memorable for your players. For some of them, it'll be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. How do you balance that? Because it is a business trip. It is a really important game. You're kicking off the season. You've got to set a tone for what you hope will be another perfect regular season. But you also want the players to really enjoy it. How are you going to make that balance work?
Well, I mean, really, for everything leading up before the game, you know, it is all about business. And you know, it's going to be great. We're going to be able to come in. You know, when we land, we'll be able to go and do one of our walkthroughs, continuing to prepare for the game. We will have a team dinner there the Thursday night once we get to Dublin. But then, you know, everything will be building up to kickoff. And now the thing that I'm really excited about for the players is that we're going to stay on the after the game, and so they're going to get an educational experience. They're going to be able to get into the city, you know, to be able to see some of the sights and to be able to just experience this, you know, this great place. And you know, like I said, many of them, this will be their first trip. You know, for most of our players, it's the first trip ever outside of the United States, and so it really is once in a lifetime opportunity. And to be able to play the game, it's going to be our you know, season opener. It's our first conference game. You know, so all eyes of college football will be on this game. But then, you know, for our players also to be able to have the extra day and on that Sunday to be able to have some of that personal experience and some lifetime memories that they'll be able to.
You know, to me, it feels a little bit like a bowl game, and we know that bowl games have become kind of devalued because of the way that the playoffs work, and we have lots of players opting out because they're going to be in the NFL draft. Can games like this kind of give you the best of both worlds? It gives you that trip away as a whole organization, lets your players experience something new, do new things, but also it's a significant game. It feels that perhaps the games like this are the new bowl games. You know, the FSU have played a lot of high-profile season openers at neutral site games. They played at the stadiums of the Falcons, the Cowboys, the Saints, the Jaguars. And last year, of course, you hammered LSU in Orlando, home of the Pro Bowl. Is this the new bowl game? Are these the sort of experiences now that players will want?
I mean, I definitely think it adds an incredible value to this game. And this is a showcase game. When you look at the kickoff of the 24 season, to knowing that it's starting here in Dublin, Ireland, you know, it's exciting. And I can tell you our players are excited about it. But, you know, to be able to also have the experience, it is a one-of-a-kind type of opportunity, and you were grateful for it. And I definitely think this could be something that you see happening more and more. You're just around college football, but because of the uniqueness, but also the special experience that it can be for the players, the fans, everybody involved. I mean, I can promise you that the streets of Dublin will be filled with garnet and gold. You know, here in late August, it's really going to be exciting to see. But it's a wonderful experience for our fan base. And we've done this the last couple of years. You mentioned Orlando. Even the year before that, we were in New Orleans playing LSU in the Superdome. You know, those were great experiences. But I've been at Florida State for the last 4 years, and I don't know if I've felt the level of excitement from our fan base about a game or an opportunity to come and to be here in Ireland. It's really going to be special for our fan base.
Let's key in on that a little bit more and draw parallels with the NFL, because obviously the international series in London being a focal point of that since 2007, of course, the first game at Wembley with the Giants and the Dolphins. It's a really interesting precedent, because you talk to the NFL UK guys, that was a game that was sold to Commissioner Goodell. You might get one 4 years later. That was the initial pitch. And then fate and circumstance, with the game being a success the first year, enabled another game in 2008, and the rest is history, right? But one of the key things, I think, when you talk to different people involved with that, the NFL UK guys, but crucially, the NFL organizations, there was a lot of skepticism, I think, early on. Like, is this going to be too disruptive? Is it going to derail my season? You don't want anything moving away from the typical format and formula for success. But the Giants, of course, that season came over and went on and won the Super Bowl, and that calmed a lot of nerves. So do you think now that we've seen a number of games in Dublin, it's all worked well, teams have loved the experience, but also crucially, it hasn't affected their season negatively in any way, that's going to open up the potential for more and more games being played abroad?
I believe so. And I'll be fully transparent. You know, when this opportunity came to me, that was the first thing that I had was questions, and you know, just how would that operate. I was able to talk to some that have been experienced, been a part of the game, been through the experience. You obviously talked to some NFL staffs, and we have guys on our staff that were a part of those games, you know, there in London, with different organizations. And so being able just to get, you know, more insight was really, I would say, calming to my concerns, but also, you know, there is just a level of excitement, and to know that, you know, all the things that go around this game, and you know, being able to do it in week zero, and you know, being able to have some of those other accommodations that you know, I think allow for the student athlete to be able to get a unique experience that that many of them would never, you know, have the opportunity to get, is, I think, it's really special. And you know, the thing that's probably a little bit more unique just with this game, even compared to the NFL game, is, you know, in the NFL, you're going to have a lot of, you know, there'll be a good number of fans that come over, but when you talk about the college game, I mean, you have entire fan bases that are going to be making this trip. And that's where, you know, we'll probably have over 15 to 20,000, you know, Florida State fans that are going to be making the trip from the States to Dublin, which I think is just incredible. It's incredible for Dublin. It's incredible for Ireland in general. And it's just a once in a lifetime experience for our fan base to be able to do something really special.
You know, one of the great things, we had such a great time in Tallahassee, obviously. I loved the sod cemetery. So we had a whole tour of the whole campus, which was wonderful. And sod cemetery, for those listening who don't know, it's like a little kind of fenced off graveyard where FSU will have taken kind of clumps of turf, little souvenirs from significant games. So it might be winning a rivalry game or a big upset or winning a bowl game. And I do know that the coach has the final say on what counts as what is called a sod game. So is this going to be a sod game? Are you going to be taking a little piece of the Aviva back to Tallahassee but to forever live at Florida State?
Yeah, that'll probably be in discussions you're leading up to, but that's not been a final decision on that. I don't want the groundskeeper at Aviva to get mad at me either too. So, you know, it's definitely a special tradition there, Florida State, and even this last year, I guess it was about a month ago, the plaques, you know, we had three of the sites that got added in from last season, our win at Clemson, our win in Gainesville, and then obviously the championship game there in Charlotte. All those games, you know, represented sod games for us. But it's something that when you go there, it's unique to Florida State. It's you're definitely a special experience. So I'm sure there'll be some good discussions leading up, because this will be the first trip to Dublin, and if we do all the things necessary to build to come out with a victory, then we might just take a little bit.
Coach, I want to ask and drill down more into you and the role, because obviously a lot of our fans are NFL fans, right? Of our show are NFL fans, but of course there's so much synergy with college, and a good chunk of them are really buying into college, and that's obviously the point of our collaboration with
with the guys in Dublin is to get more of our fan base that are big NFL fans into the college game and certainly over to Dublin for the game against Georgia Tech. So when we went out to Tallahassee, it wasn't all fun and games. We were out there working. We put a show together and we tried to bring different elements of the experience together. One of the most poignant and enjoyable elements of the trip was the night before the big game. And as you said right at the top, we picked a hell of a game to come out and enjoy. But football is everything in Tallahassee. And the Saturday, the Friday night before the game was exceptional in terms of how everybody was focused on it. And it got me thinking as the coach, as the guy that is responsible for all of that, that's a huge amount of pressure and a huge amount of focus, right? In a city like Tallahassee, it must be quite hard for you to grab a quiet beer and to go out with dinner with friends. Everybody must want to bend your ear every second about football, right?
Oh, it's definitely a special place, and people love this team. They love what we represent, and it's a great responsibility for me. And as you sit there, for myself, for our players, just the program in general, we do have to go ahead and make sure we do all things in our preparation, represent this university, this wonderful fan base, and in a first class fashion. And so. When it comes to, well, while everybody's enjoying the Friday night, we're preparing on that Friday night. Right. And, it's a, not a whole lot of going out for us during that time, but, it's part of building that weekend and building that event. And if you've never had a chance to experience a weekend like that, you guys pick the right place and come to Tallahassee, because it is special. And you can feel it in the air, surrounding those weekends. It's just it's unlike anything that I can truly describe unless you've experienced it. And when you look at college football, it's growing at an incredible. And when you look at sports in United States, I mean, it is, the NFL is one, and then college football is two. When it comes to viewership, when it comes to obviously the impact that it makes nationwide, and it's ranked higher than the NBA and Major League Baseball. I mean, growing game and sport, just with what we get to do, and it is truly special. But I was glad you guys got to come and experience that, to kind of help share the story, and that's what makes a game like this, coming to Dublin, just for people to be able to see and feel and understand just the importance, but all the excitement of what this game can bring.
I mean, Ben, that's something you've talked about for many years, of course, on our show, right? The difference between NFL and college in terms of experience, on the game day experience.
Oh, coach, I spent so long trying to tell Nat what it will be like going to a college football game. He had never been to one before. And I don't think I could adequately describe it. And I think it was when we went out in College Town on the Friday night. We actually went to a high school game. We watched a high school game with Charlie Ward, Heisman Trophy winner, FSU legend. We watched a high school game with him. Then we went and kind of soaked up the atmosphere. And obviously the next day, tailgating, and went to the game. It blew Nat's mind. He's been to enough NFL games, but this was something different. And you say about the growth of college football. Of course, you go back a certain number of years, and it was a regional sport, very popular, but a regional sport. Now it's not just national. What this game proves is it's an international sport. There's been so much upheaval with college football. It's still managed to retain so much of its character. But you've got playoff expansion. You've got conference realignment. You've got the transfer portal. We've got NIL. How have all those aspects changed the way that you have to do your job on a day-to-day basis?
Well, that's a lot of different dynamics. And, when it comes to roster management, when it comes to the big picture approach of putting together and building a team, I mean, it really is, it's different. It's as unique now as it's ever been, but it's also, you get a chance to be as rewarding when you see a lot of different backgrounds, all coming together. It truly is it's a special experience as a college coach, because you're still seeing, I mean, these are still young men. They're still student athletes. Seeing guys that are living out their dreams, trying to prepare themselves for the next level, trying to make the most of their time in college and still getting that, that degree, but then you'll be able to do it on the grand stage. And it is really a lot of distractions that these kids have to deal with, but it's also a tremendous opportunity. And for the different you know, places that they get to go, the different colleges they get to experience, the game day atmospheres, and then to be able to have, like I said, that's what makes this game so special, because it's so different. And to think that you talk about the expansion of college football. Well, to think that, you know, ESPN Game Day is going to be broadcasting the first ever international game here to, you know, in Dublin, Ireland, to kick off the 24th season. I mean, that even opens up that many more doors and into so many homes, just to what that is. It is a show, like I said, it's a showcase game. It's a special opportunity. But, you know, with the new dynamics in college athletics, it definitely takes a village, and putting that all together. But you know, it's also, you know, just there's nothing like the excitement and the passion of what you feel in a college game, and I truly believe it's special.
You know, we were in Vegas for the Super Bowl a couple of weeks back, and that felt like a perfect match, right? Vegas, the Super Bowl, Pat McAfee, and Dublin. On a night out, that feels like the perfect match as well. I don't think Dublin's ready for McAfee. I'm not sure McAfee's ready for Dublin, but that's going to be incredible. Coach, it's really interesting you talk about what you love, or some of the things you love about coaching in college. And when you talk to NFL coaches who have had college coaching experience and they can compare and contrast, that's something that they often cite. It's the age of the players, the development of the players at that journey, and that's something that's particularly special, which is perhaps not as readily apparent in the NFL. But when you think about your career, you obviously played in college, you've coached throughout your career different places in college. You're now at one of the prime jobs in college football. It doesn't get much better than the gig you've got right now. Have you ever thought about one day chancing your arm in the NFL? Is it something that potentially appeals to you, or do you feel that from a career perspective, college is the space that you want to stick within? Have you considered that?
You know, I mean, I love being a college coach, and because I love the opportunity to be able to make an impact on these young men, on their lives, on their futures, you know, because it's so much more than just a job. Right. It is. I mean, and people say, I mean, even, you know, being a student in college, it can be a full time job. Well, being a college football player can be a full time job. So being able to mix both of those together, I mean, it really is so many different dynamics that they have to work through. And then you know, you go 18 to 22 year old young men. I mean, there's a lot of critical decisions that they're going to make, and in building the identity of who they are, what their future is going to be. And so being able to connect with them at that point is special. To, you know, when it comes to NFL, I mean, you never say never, but it's, you know, I think that it's its whole other, you know, kind of world and experience. I mean, it is, you know, you're dealing with all professionals. It is a, you know, obviously it's a grand stage. There's only, you know, 32 teams, but, you know, I think the impact that I get to make in the college game for these, you know, student athletes, it's something that I really value and cherish. But it's something that, you know, you see the guys, like right now we had 12 guys that went to the combine, you know, this year. And, you know, a lot of those guys are going to have an opportunity to get drafted and to go and to take that next step in their career. And to know that I was a small part of their journey to get to living out that dream is something that, you know, I definitely cherish.
You know, Coach, the message I'm getting here is that if way down the line there's an NFL franchise in London, you want to be the head coach so you can spend more time with me and Nat. That's the vibe
you're
I'm getting.
Up. I was picking that up as well from that answer.
Yeah, and maybe that's kind of selective hearing that my wife tells me I've got, but that's what I'm thinking. You know, obviously there are more and more parallels between the NFL and college football now, free agency, the transfer portal. You've been one of the masters of the transfer portal, getting in players who will make an impact. Obviously, new quarterback DJ Uiagalelei this season, who FSU fans will know well because of his time in the ACC with Clemson. What can we expect from DJU in Dublin and the forthcoming season? And are there any other players you think our listeners should be watching out for at FSU next season?
No, I mean, that's, we're excited. We're excited about DJ coming to enjoy the program. You know, obviously he has a lot of experience. We had, one of the great quarterbacks in college football these last few years, and Jordan Travis. And, we've competed, actually competed against DJ when he was at Clemson. And, this last year, was out at Oregon State and really saw some real positive strides and growth from him. We're excited about what he brings to our program. He's big, he's strong. He's got, you can make every throw, definitely an explosive player. We think we have an unbelievable supporting cast around with some wonderful playmakers. On the perimeter, in the backfield. Really excited about our offensive line. I think when you look at our defense, for us it all starts on our defensive front. And guys like Pat Payton, who's an all ACC performer, Josh Farmer was an all conference defensive tackle, Daryl Jackson. We've had a couple of newcomers that have joined the program, Marvin Jones Jr. That's come in and, really think it's going to make a great impact too. We're excited about that group. We think our defensive backfield has got a chance to be, in college football. We've really done a great job of that in the last few years. So we're excited to see this team come together. And I think you're going to see a fast, explosive football team, when we arrive here in Dublin. But we're just really looking forward to the guys that have been there, the continued growth and development. We're into our winter program, about 8 weeks in, and it's been just remarkable watching the work that they've invested. We actually start up spring practice when I get back here this next week. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there on the practice field and seeing this team continue to grow together. But we've got a wonderful group that I get to coach, and I'm excited about this building up to where we can be our best when we arrive here in late August.
That must be one of the most rewarding things, I guess, or exciting things about your job, is that start, the spring training, right? What have I got here? How do I build this? That must be a really, really key part of the year. Ben mentioned NFL London. NFL games in London. It's since that first international series game, there's been talk of, are we going to get a franchise? We don't know. And maybe the NFL will just keep it on with putting games and not a franchise internationally. But what we do know is the International Pathway Program, players from all around the world, the brilliant work that OC is doing in Africa is driving a lot more players. The NFL Academy in London, of course, who are starting at 16, 17. So they're not just going, as we saw 4 or 5 years ago, changing lanes. You might be a rugby player, an athlete, you go into the pathway program, but you're already an adult and you're changing discipline. Now we're seeing players at a younger age internationally that are getting into the college system and from all around the world. Is that something you guys at FSU are looking at more closely in terms of your recruitment program?
Absolutely. And there's guys that we have a good number of international players that have been a part of our, that are a part of our program now. The guys that grew up all across the world. Now a couple of them actually came to the States in high school, and we've got a young man that plays offensive tackle, Lucas Simmons, that's from Sweden, that spent a few years in high school ranks in the States, and developed into one of those linemen in the country coming out, and we're excited about him and what he's going to be able to do and bring. Ultimately, we're looking for the best fit for Florida State and wherever that needs to be. Obviously our starting punter, Alex Mastromano, is from Australia. He's been a wonderful player, was an All-American punter for us this last year. And so wherever we have to go to find the best fit Florida State, we're going, and we're definitely always have our eyes and ears open for that, and it has expanded to an international scale, and something that we're excited about being able to even have a game like this where we're here in Dublin, and for all of Europe and all the world to see that the Florida State is going worldwide, and we're definitely looking for the right guys to come join us in Tallahassee.
Last one for you, Coach, because I know you've got a busy schedule. The guys are putting you through your paces. We talk about the growth of the college game internationally, but as you say, domestically, it's one of the big shows in town. But now EA Sports has come into the party, bringing back the college video game. That's come College Football 25 coming out imminently. Have you checked yourself out in it yet? Have you made sure that it's a suitable representation of Coach Dorvell?
Oh, I have not, but man, you just put something else on the to-do list.
That's on the power regulator. You got to make sure they're on point with that. Otherwise, get your people on it. Make sure they fix that up, because that's forever. That's eternity. That game. You got to make sure they nail it.
Well, I tell you, you know, the power ranking is, I know, is important to your show. So we got the pint of Guinness, and then now I do have to say that good luck with restructuring the wedding day to the book. When the wedding day goes off at number four, I'm yeah. sorry, that'll probably be an interesting conversation here later on. But I'm not going to power rank my wedding on that because I'm not getting myself in trouble. But
don't go near that.
We're definitely definitely got to check out that EA. We put a new to-do list for me.
Good. Get on that straight away, coach. That's priority. Thank you so much indeed for taking time to chat to us today. I know that our fans are super excited. Already a load of them, we know, have got their tickets. If you haven't, they're on general sale now. Head on over to the College Football Ireland website. We'll put the link in our show notes as well, all across our social channels, the NC Show. And I think in terms of elevator pitch, Coach Norvell has absolutely nailed that. Coach, we really look forward to seeing you in August in Dublin.
Absolutely. We're excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me on, and go Noles.
Take care.
Thanks, Coach. Go Noles.
What a stand-up guy. Really appreciate him giving us 30 minutes of his time on a busy old schedule. And I'm looking forward to catching up with him, hopefully in Dublin, with you as well, we hope. Because as I said at the top, tickets on general sale. And if you want to win a pair of tickets to the big game, well, you better tune in to me and Mike on Monday. I'm Mike back in the house. It's a mailbag special, a free agency special. And we're going to announce competition details of how you can win a pair of tickets to join us in Dublin for the big game. So we'll see you Monday. Bye for now, gang. Sports Social Podcast Network.